Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, John Williams. Your op-ed in the Chicago Tribune yesterday was a breath of fresh air and a reminder that connecting with humor takes us out of the darkness and into the light. Keep it up, signed Pam in Palatine. Dear King John, it is hard to believe that it has been 3 years, says Linda Johnson. Actually, this is from Janice Johnson. 3 years ago, we didn't know what to do. We had no idea what we were dealing with, so we didn't know what kind of medicine to take. But as always, you and your crew came through with the best medicine that there is, and that's laughter. Somebody writing about the 3 years we've been doing these silly jokes. Dear John Williams, this is Mary from Peru. Just want you to know that when I was seriously stricken with COVID in November of 2020, there were times when I would wake up and listen to your program and speed jokes. Congratulations, and thank your team for bringing joy into some otherwise challenging days. I'm now going into my third year with no sense of smell or taste. Nothing. But I still look forward to your program. My goodness. Hey, John Williams, I think I came only slightly late to the party in the spring of 2020, but I needed these jokes. Emphasis, needed these more than words can say. And I think that sentence speaks for all of us. Emerging from the pandemic, speed jokes have simply become a valuable stanchion in my daily routine, a buoy to which I can briefly anchor my ship before sailing back into life's otherwise and sometimes turbulent waters. My goodness, I thought we were just telling some jokes on the radio. Marge Sipla is in our studio. Hello, my friend.
Hi, John.
Do you mind us calling you the spirit guide of speed jokes?
I love that title. It was much better than the joke lady that I came up with.
Marge has been a listener to our speed jokes, and while so many of you are so important to us because you've sent us jokes once or almost every day, thank you. You know who you are. I communicate with you all the time via email, but Marge was the one who said, I've made a list of my 1,001 favorite jokes, and our jaws dropped. Are you still compiling our jokes, Marge?
Yeah, every year. I started a new file for every year now, so I'm going to have, you know, the best jokes of 2023, and then I'll start a new one next year,
and
God willing.
You were doing the jokes in blue for the dirty jokes, is that right?
Yeah.
You're color-coding them with your fonts?
I'm color-coding by holiday, and the blue jokes, I decided I better color-code those too.
So you brought in some of your favorite jokes here.
Yeah, I didn't color-code those.
No. Yeah. Some of these are pretty good.
Some of those are really good, yeah.
So 3 years ago, on Thursday, March 23rd, 2020, Illinois' COVID-19 death toll stood at 19. NCAA basketball tournament had been canceled, and U.S. officials suggested the Summer Olympics should be postponed, too. There was news that day, the sort of report that would raise no eyebrows 3 years later, but in the moment felt more ominous. A CTA operator had tested positive. The city made plans to rent thousands of hotel rooms to isolate people who had been exposed to the virus. We could not know then that over 4 million Illinoisans would become infected, but we knew we were in for something dark and different. And on this day, 3 years ago, we started telling jokes like these. I asked my phone, Siri, why am I so lousy with women? My phone said, dude, I'm Alexa. I still haven't decided where to go for Easter, the bedroom or the den. I saw this ad online, single man with toilet paper seeks woman with hand sanitizer for good clean fun. So after this quarantine, will the producers of my 600-pound life just find me or do I find them? I went to a bookstore and asked for a book about turtles. The clerk said, hardback? I said, yes, with little tiny heads. There's a self-help group for compulsive talkers called On and On and On. My proctologist gave me 2 thumbs up, which I did not appreciate. Told in rapid succession with snappy music underneath, we laughed because we weren't obsessing about the news then. The physical release was almost jarring, but it was good. The next day, we told more. Lady Gaga is now going to perform with the Goo Goo Dolls. The band will be called Goo Goo Gaga. I don't want to say I've gained some weight during the pandemic, but I now count as three electoral votes. My cousin was in the World Kleptomaniac Championships. He took the gold, silver, and bronze. Barman says, sorry, we don't serve faster-than-light particles here. A faster-than-light particle walks into a bar. The jokes, we've told roughly 4,752, aren't always funny, but the whole is usually greater than the sum of the parts. The bishop visited our church last night, but I could tell right away he was an imposter. He never once moved diagonally. Here's a quick and easy way to prepare tofu. First, throw it in the garbage, then grill a steak. More than a radio bit, we now do this about 10:38 each morning. It's a benchmark to, for a moment, not worry about whatever it is you're worrying about. Indeed, we should all make time to do just that. And that has become the greatest revelation about these last 3 years. Regardless of how isolated or hybridized we may be, we still yearn for shared experiences and laughter. Grandparents send our speed jokes to grandkids. An industrial arts teacher in Morris collects jokes from his students and regularly sends them in. A clinician at the University of Iowa Children's Hospital shares them with patients and staff. A teacher has posted them to a website used by educators around the world. A father and daughter made listening to our jokes part of their routine as they drove to and from her cancer treatments. And many remote workers tuned in to see if there was still anyone out there and if they were still laughing. Well, I'm here to report they still are. I signed up for an exercise class, and they told me to wear loose-fitting clothes. If I had any loose-fitting clothes, I wouldn't have signed up. My friend told me I say phrases wrong, but he's not exactly the brightest knife in the chandelier. I called the incontinence hotline, and they asked if I could please hold. I said if I could, I wouldn't be calling. So in 2022, we tried to get jokes from all 50 states in the first 50 days of the year. And on February 17th, a letter to the editor of the Delaware State News was headlined, Chicago radio host needs joke from Delaware. And on the 50th day of the year, we scored. I Googled missing medieval servant. It said, page not found. As was published in the Tribune yesterday, our little essay about the three-year journey we've been on. And people like Marge Sipla, who's in our studio, and many of you who are texting today have been following along. And Marge has been writing down her favorites. Did any of these make your list, Marge?
They did. I love the bishop joke.
That's a new one. I'm telling you, you do 4,500 jokes and you go, please, somebody surprise me. I love that joke.
Yeah, I love that. It's a visual. You just got to see the bishop going sideways. Yeah.
We got this note from a listener. 847 said, regarding the Speed Jokes anniversary, you will never be able to quantify the good accomplished through Speed Jokes. How many out there were at some tipping point and then got a laugh just in time to get them through a critical moment? How many started a bleak day in quarantine with nothing to look forward to, but took heart because they knew they could look ahead to Speed Jokes? Were you listening to them when we first started doing these?
Yes, I heard them right away, but I didn't start writing them down for about a month or so. So then, you know, like in April or
why did you start to write them down?
Because they made me laugh and I needed to focus on something that made me laugh.
You know, that's interesting. I think that's something we forgot, that in those first months, we were looking for something to do with our brains.
Yeah.
So you started writing them down, categorizing. Were you sharing them then?
I was sharing them with my husband Ray, and I would I'd go to the radio every day when I knew it was coming on, and I'd sit there with my phone and record it.
That's and then, right. You recorded them with your phone.
Yeah, I recorded on my phone, and then I could play them back and copy down my favorite ones, and then I would run to Ray and I'd say, Ray, you got to hear this one. And he would go, oh. He would moan and roll his eyes sometimes.
Everybody has that experience. Somebody's relaying them and the other person goes, would you leave me alone? We got this note, Marge, from a listener this morning. Just heard John talking about the anniversary of Speed Jokes. Well, today is also my wife's birthday and she loves the jokes. Happy birthday to Tracy from Cary, Illinois. Well, thank you all for sending in the jokes. So how do you regularly send in jokes, Marge? How often are you sending us jokes?
Whenever I find some that are funny, you know, actually, I have this book that I bought at a garage sale probably 15, 20 years ago, and it's like 600 jokes. So I'm going through that whenever, every once in a while, and then some of my friends will tell me a joke, and then I got to send that in to John, and then I'll send them in. And you haven't been reading my jokes lately, so I guess they're not that funny to you, John. But that's okay. It's a personal thing. Humor is we all got different senses of humor.
It's also true, though, that over the 3 years, and you know this, a lot of the jokes we get on a daily basis, we've already told.
Yeah.
And a lot of you have sent jokes that somebody else sent in or that aren't funny enough, according to me. Two other quick notes that have come in about today. Hey, John Williams, I love speed jokes. Ironically, I currently have COVID for the first time. I lasted 3 years without. I hope you keep telling the jokes. Small joys. John Williams, I love speed jokes so much, I set the alarm on my phone to make sure I don't miss them. And this one says, hey, John Williams, happy anniversary. My grandson and I listen every day. You were nice enough to play his joke on the air one day, and we recorded his reaction. What seems so small of an idea to tell jokes to help us get through the times is really larger than can ever be imagined. It really is a good thing. Please continue. Marge Sipla, the spirit guide of speed jokes, is in our studio. Marge typed up for us her 10 latest favorite jokes. Am I right about that? I'm not going to read them all, Marge. Are you going to read some of these or am I?
Whatever you want, John.
You read joke number two.
Okay. My new SUV has a button that says rear wiper, and frankly, I'm afraid to push it.
Marge, why do you keep bringing those kind of jokes into this studio?
That one's really funny. That one's not as blue as the
other ones.
Yeah.
Joke number three. How do you sell a duck to someone who's hard of hearing? You want to buy a duck? I love that joke.
Yeah.
Do number five, Marge.
Two sociologists are sitting by the pool. One turns to the other and asks, have you read Marx? The other says, yes, it's these damn wicker chairs.
Read number six, Marge.
What did the elephant say to the naked man? Cute, but can it pick up peanuts?
See, this is the way Marge works. This is where Marge's mind is.
There we go.
That's our Marge.
Yeah.
That's our Marge. We have a little announcement to make after we do today's edition of Speed Jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Okay, we got lots that came in. Lots of notes like this. Kent Heisner of Piatone wrote in to say, this is the first speed joke I sent to you, John, on May 4th of 2020. If I had $5 for every math test I failed, I'd have $37. Fran Rivet and Morris sent us a joke. Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin. Joe Wagner, Dennis Pazina in Wakanda. Rob Curry sent another joke in. He's the author of Hunger Winter, a World War II novel. Sue in Kiel, Wisconsin. We got a first-time joke from Grays Lake Gary today. And Steve and Diane Powell and Don Hoffman writes, happy anniversary speed jokes. They've been my favorite and were something to look forward to every day when we were working and doing school from home. Ironically, I am home today with COVID. I guess I really wanted to celebrate. We talk about going full circle, huh? Betty from Poplar Grove says she's not a coffee drinker, but a Pepsi would sure taste good out of a coveted WGN speed jokes glass. Cheryl Campen sent a joke. Mark Mancuso in Dodgeville, Wisconsin sent this in. Hey, John Williams, how many flies does it take to screw in a light bulb? Marge, what's the answer to that joke?
Two.
Which is a perfect segue to this from Tom Peterson of Shelton, Washington, who writes, I've been very impressed with your speed joke segment. I'm sure it's difficult to find new jokes. I still remember the cheese joke told near the beginning of speed jokes, and it's still my favorite. You must have a favorite few too, John. Give us listeners a few of your favorites. How many opticians does it take to screw in a light bulb? Two or one? One? How about now? Two? You know, they aren't making yardsticks any longer,
yes.
Dave.
Yes.
Dave.
It's number one on my list.
Dave made that joke famous. They're not making yardsticks any longer. The Pillsbury Doughboy was serving cake, and when he bent over, I saw his donuts. Spring is finally here. I'm so excited. I wet my plants. Last week, I went to a psychiatrist. I said, Doc, I keep thinking I'm a dog. He said, get off the couch. What sound do porcupines make when they kiss? Ouch.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a building inspector, and John Williams will star in a silent performance as a tenant.
Well, you say you've kept everything up to code here, but I've been talking to your four-year-old, and he informed me that your floor is actually lava, which, I don't need to tell you, is a major safety violation.
By the way, I think our favorite jokes, if there was a category of them, and Marge, you might agree with me on this, it's when Dave has to do...
The tongue twisters, right?
The tongue twisters, or impersonate a Labrador Retriever.
What?
Doesn't it seem like sometimes you meet someone and you know right from the very first moment that you want to spend your whole life without them? Did you know that Americans eat more bananas than monkeys?
How's that?
Well, for one thing, monkeys don't taste very good. You know you're getting old when you go to an antique auction and three people bid on you. I bought a new deodorant and the instructions said remove cap and push up bottom. Well, it hurts to walk now, but my farts smell lovely. Am I alone in this? When I... Marge, is that going to make next year's?
Oh, yeah. That's a good
that's
one.
On the list?
Yep.
Am I alone in this? When I finish eating something, I have to show my hands to my dog like I'm a blackjack dealer. That's it. That's all we've got.
I actually do that.
What is the favorite comfort food of Stevie Nicks? That would be Fleetwood Mac and Cheese. We've been doing this for 3 years as of today. And I have said that it is a lot of work, but it's also an important part of the show. We had to make a decision, and we have decided that we will continue to do speed jokes in the future. We have no reason to stop doing them. But I'll give you this. It gave us pause. But I also want to say this. We wanted to do something to celebrate what speed jokes have been. And so we've decided to hold an event that is ticketed. The venue is only so large. But if you want to join us for a Speed Jokes celebration, we're going to do it again with our friends at Whiskey Acres in DeKalb. And so this is the announcement that I'm kind of excited about. We're going to give you a tour of the distillery. You're going to get a craft cocktail that will be served in a commemorative WGN Speed Jokes Rocks glass. You'll get a barbecue box lunch with a pork chop and the baked beans and the coleslaw and the salad and the Hawaiian roll. And if you have a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug or the one-pint glass, you'll get a special extra serving. You can get your tickets for this event starting right now. And again, it's limited to the first 100 people that can make it out there. The event itself is going to be on Saturday... Help me with this now, Nick. It's going to be Saturday, June 3rd. Am I right?
June 3rd at 11 a.m.
That's Nick Nagley, who is the co-founder of Whiskey Acres, the partners of ours for many of our events. By the way, hoist that microphone up just a little bit so we hear you better. And did I say your last name right, Nick?
You nailed it today.
I don't always. Nick is the co-founder of Whiskey Acres. So we said, well, where can we just have a gathering and do a toast? Cheers to celebrate speed jokes. And so we thought, well, where better than to the favorite local distiller in town? And that's Whiskey Acres in DeKalb. That's your business, right?
It's our business, and it's our pleasure to be here. And I will say that she may be the toughest act I've ever followed on air here.
Marge, are you okay with this announcement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, put me down for four.
Well, I was just going to say that you and your entourage here are going to get complimentary tickets on from Whiskey Acres. So we'd love to have you out.
Thank you so much.
So again, this is going to be Saturday, June 3rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We did an event like that before. It went real well. So we'll go Saturday, June 3rd, our celebration of speed jokes with a special toast and the commemorative speed jokes. It says here a commemorative shot glass and a speed jokes rocks glass. And you'll get your cocktail served in there. You can have lunch with us. We'll tell some jokes. We'll all take a group picture. If you've got a mug, try and come out. If you don't have a mug, that's okay. You're invited to. Sounds good?
We'll have a blast. That's kind of our summer kickoff.
You are cap. We're capping it at 100 people because that's how many people we can get in there. We might be able to accommodate more people if it's good weather that day, but we just don't know what we're in for.
We'll call Tom Skilling on that Monday and see whether we can open up a few more tickets.
That'll be the idea. So if we can accommodate more people outside, we will. But for now, we're limiting it to 100 people. And to get your tickets, you go to the events page at WGNradio.com. Right now, go to the events page at WGNradio.com. Go to WGNradio.com. You'll see events. Click on there, and you can order your tickets right now.
Whiskey with Williams, Speed Joke Anniversary Party.
By the way, you have a new whiskey that just came out too, right?
It will come out tomorrow. So we have a bourbon whiskey that's finished in maple syrup barrels. We do two releases a year. This is our spring release. And the basics of it is we let bourbon age for about 4 to 5 years. We bottle it, but we also take those barrels and send them to our friends up at Wausau, Wisconsin, a place called Sugar Hill Sugar Bush, down to our friends at Funk's Grove. They age maple syrup in those barrels for about a year. Then they send us the barrels back, and we take bourbon that we could bottle. And we send it back into those bourbon maple syrup barrels for an additional year to give us this wonderful maple forward, but still very much bourbon.
It's not too maply. I've had both. The syrup, which was aged in the bourbon barrels, which tastes like syrup. It just has a little something different. There's no alcohol in it. It's delicious. But then I've also had the bourbon that was aged in the maple syrup barrels. And likewise, it's bourbon, but you go, this is a little sweeter or what? There's a smokiness to it, maybe? How would you describe
it? It's an added nuance to it. You know, it's a little bit sweeter. There's just a little bit of that syrupy viscosity that comes along with it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cask strength, so you're drinking 116 proof alcohol, so it's bourbon first.
Yeah.
And we often recommend pour it over an ice cube. And instead of having...
And then go away.
And go away, that's right.
Come back.
Instead of a port at the end of a nice dinner, pour it over an ice cube and enjoy that. So we release it at our visitor center tomorrow at 4:30, and you'll find it at various retailers throughout Illinois. You know, Binney's and Malloy's and the liquor and wine chain. And honestly, John, there's a lot of places that don't have it. And so if your favorite liquor store isn't carrying it, have them specifically ask for Whiskey Acres by name.
I know there's two other announcements you want to make. I want to repeat what we said a moment ago. We're doing a Speed Jokes celebration at Whiskey Acres. They were kind enough to host us this fall. We thought, let's bring everybody out there and do cheers. Let's do a toast to Whiskey Acres, to Speed Jokes at Whiskey Acres. 630 just texted in, we got our tickets. I was ordering them as you started talking about it. Says Greg and Barb in Naperville, we will see you there then. That's June 3rd at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It'll include a nice box lunch, a delicious barbecue. There'll be a craft cocktail that you can get in your souvenir Speed Jokes rocks glass. You've got a commemorative shot glass. It'll be a tour of the place as well. And I'm looking forward to seeing folks out there. So thank you for hosting us. It's too bad we can't ship these bottles in the mail. Hey, Nick?
Hey, it would be nice, wouldn't it? So just one of the other projects I'm working on is we're trying to legalize direct-to-consumer shipping. And without getting into, you know, all the nuances of it, if you as a consumer have an interest in being able to ship something to your house, or if you think that your friends who visit from California would like to visit and ship it home like you can if you go visit a winery, I'd like you to go to a website called shipmyspirits.org. Shipmyspirits.org.
So if I'm in California and buy wine, I can mail it to me in Illinois, right?
If you're in 48 states, you can do that with wine and have been able to do that for the last 20 years.
Can we do that in Illinois?
You can with wine.
But you can't do it with spirits.
You can't do it with the spirits.
So if I have this, I can't mail this. The state legislature is working on a bill on this. We actually talked about it on the Wintrust Business Lunch.
They're working on it for beer.
Beer. We want them to do it for spirits as well.
For spirits as well.
If it's good for one, it's good for the other. I don't understand the distinction.
Amen, John. and if your listeners agree with that, shipmyspirits.org, and that'll be a place you can send a message to your state level legislator to, you know, tell them to pursue some common sense legislation and give us, as distillers, parity with wine.
We're out of time. Our Chicago take today on the celebration of Speed Jokes, which will continue for the foreseeable future. Otherwise, Marge Sipla would be sad.
Very, very
sad. Sponsored by the HaggertyAutoGroup.com. And remember, our celebration tickets are available at WGNRadio.com on the events page. If you want to keep in touch with the folks from Whiskey Acres, all you've got to do is sign up for their newsletter, and that is at
WhiskeyAcres.com/contact.
WhiskeyAcres.com/contact. If for some reason, Facebook has made it difficult for you to connect with people right now, I'm sure that will be resolved.
We just had a little glitch yesterday, and we want to make sure that if you're a fan of ours and want to make sure we can be in direct contact with you, WhiskeyAcres.com/contact. Sign up for the newsletter. I'm the guy in charge of writing them, and I don't have time for spam. So you'll get just the facts, Jack, and you'll know when we're doing these releases and these parties and things that are relevant to our business and the industry.
Well, cheers to speed jokes then, and the distraction and maybe laughs that it brings people. Thank you, everybody, for humoring us for this hour as we talk a little bit about this. To our friend Marge Sipla for coming in and representing all the listeners and joke senders out there. Nice to see you again, Marge.
Thank you so much, Jen.
And to your son and husband, Ray and Mike, it's good to see you guys in the studio. And Nick, thanks for hosting us again. We'll see you at Whiskey Acres June 3rd.
Can't wait to see you, Marge, and her family on June 3rd.
All right, we'll be there.